Welcome to the program For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. It's great to welcome you in once again, Dr. Wendy. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You?
I'm doing pretty good. It's going to be kind of a fun program today on For the Sake of Your Eyes. I'm going to start by, I'm going to make a declaration here. I have brown eyes, kind of a medium brown eye color. What's your eye color?
Very dark brown.
Very dark brown. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is our topic, eye color. And I want to begin by asking, what is it that causes different eye colors?
Well, eye colors depend on how much pigment, melanin, is in the iris. The iris is the colored part of the eye, and it surrounds the pupil. And there is only one pigment that determines eye color, and it's melanin.
Okay.
The color of your eyes depends on how much melanin there is in your iris. If you have a lot of melanin, like we have, mm-hmm. you'll have brown eyes or some other dark eye color. If you have less melanin in the iris, you'll have a lighter eye color.
So does genetics have anything to do with eye colors?
Yes and no. A child's eye color definitely is influenced by the color of their parents' eyes, but the parents' genes can mix and match in many different ways. At one time, brown eye color was considered dominant and blue eye color was considered a recessive trait. But modern science has shown that eye color is not that simple. Eye color isn't just a blend of the parents' eye colors as a mixing paint. Each parent has two pairs of genes on each chromosome, and multiple possibilities exist for how this genetic information is expressed in the terms of eye color. The influences from each parent on eye color aren't fully known until after the child is born and begins to mature.
Mm. So we started the program today finding out that both myself and you have brown eyes. So I'm going to assume, is that the most common eye color?
It is the most common eye color worldwide. There's many shades of brown, and also the prevalence of eye colors varies geographically. Most people in Africa and Asia have dark brown eyes. In the United States, about 40% of the American population has brown eyes, all shades included. Mm-hmm. Eye colors come in many different shades, hues, and variations. Eye colors that are considered brown include dark brown eyes, medium brown eyes, honey brown eyes, and amber eyes. Even hazel eye color is sometimes considered a shade of brown eyes.
All right, so brown is the most common eye color. What is the rarest eye color?
Green is considered to be the rarest naturally occurring eye colors. Some surveys suggest that green eyes are also considered the most attractive color. Only about 2% of the world's population has green eyes. According to the World Atlas, in the United States, about 9% of Americans have a green eye color.
Mm.
And only about 2% of the world's population has green eyes. In the United States, though, a lot of people don't really like green eyes.
Oh,
some people do, some people don't.
Yeah.
My mom's were greenish brown, so they were kind of a hazel green, but she wasn't real thrilled about that. She was glad we had snappy brown eyes. But why are green eyes so rare? Melanin is responsible for that color, the same pigment that determines the color of our skin. So just like our skin, less melanin means lighter colors, while more melanin means darker colors.
Mm-hmm.
Every eye color, even green, is actually some shade of brown, thanks to the melanin inside the iris. The light bounces off this melanin in different ways, allowing us to see vibrant greens and blues.
Hmm. Now, it's interesting that green is considered to be the most attractive color of eyes, even though it's so rare. I wonder if it's because it's so rare that it is considered the most attractive, but we don't like it so much here in the United States. That was also very interesting. What about hazel eyes, that mix of brown and green?
It's a blend of brown and green, and it represents 18% of the American population. Most of the bronze color tends to settle near the outer edge of the iris, while tiny streaks of brown, green, and even gold are seen closer to the pupil. Like green eyes, hazel eyes tend to be much rarer elsewhere in the world. Only about 5% of the global population has hazel-colored eyes. If you see someone you know has hazel eyes, you may have noticed the eye color changing from time to time. My husband had like a gray color dye, but it would be like a hazel blue.
Yeah.
And depending on what he wore, if he had a blue shirt on, his eyes were blue. If he had a green shirt on, his eyes were green.
Isn't that
if
something?
He had a gray shirt on, his eyes were gray. And it's because that hazel pigment level has a unique ability to reflect light in strange ways, giving off the perception of a shifting iris color.
Well, we're having a fun and informative program this week on For the Sake of Your Eyes, talking about eye colors and all the varieties that are out there. And we will continue this talk with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic after this important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
All right, Dr. Wendy, we're talking eye color this week on For the Sake of Your Eyes. And blue eyes is probably one of those colors that gets a lot of attention, like in music and in Hollywood and so forth. Tell us about blue eyes.
If you have blue eyes, you're related to every other person who has blue eyes. About 10,000 years ago, someone in what is modern-day Europe was born with a genetic mutation causing permanently blue eyes. Every blue-eyed person today is a distant descendant of this one ancient human. These are new things that we're finding out over time. About 27% of Americans have blue eyes, making it the third rarest eye color. Eye color isn't always reflective of heritage, but America's large number of blue eyes can be at least partially attributed to the large number of citizens with Scandinavian, British, Irish, and Eastern European backgrounds. In the United Kingdom and Ireland, over half the residents have blue eyes. In Finland and Sweden, that number is 80 to 90%. Worldwide, however, blue eyes are much rarer. Only 8 to 10% of the global population has blue eyes. Violet eyes, like Liz Taylor's, are even rarer, but they're a bit misleading. Somebody with violet irises is usually sporting a special shade of blue. Light bounces off their surroundings and turns their eyes into a deceiving yet breathtaking rendition of purple.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I know a lot of people try to use different kinds of contact lenses to change the colors of their eyes or make them look different. But can eye colors really change?
Yes, sometimes they can. Most non-Hispanic Caucasian babies are born with blue eyes. In some cases, a baby's eye color can darken over time. And this is because more melanin developing in the iris during infancy and early childhood. So a child born with light blue eyes may end up with a darker blue eye color or an entirely different eye color. Most individuals achieve stable eye color by 6 years of age, but a subpopulation of about 10 to 15% of Caucasians have changes in eye color throughout adolescence and into adulthood. There can be unequal eye color or different eye colors that occur, and it's usually a result of a harmless genetic mutation, but it can also be caused by an underlying disorder or injuries. People who have albinism lack most or all melanin, given their skin, hair, and eyes a very light appearance. This often results in light blue eyes, but can rarely show as pink or pale red-colored eyes, when a complete absence of melanin causes tiny blood vessels to become visible. So I've had two people who had albinism, and one had very, very light blue eyes, and the other one had pinkish eyes. So of the less common eye colors, pink and red eyes are considered to be the most unique in the world, giving new meaning to the word rare.
Sure.
Only one in every 20,000 people have a form of albinism, and even fewer have red-tinted eyes. If you look closely, many people have eyes with significant variations in eye color in different parts of the iris, and this is normal and caused by tissue variations in different parts of the iris. Some people can have a pigment or a freckle called a nevus on one part of their iris. It's also possible to have a variation called heterochromia, where a small or large section of your iris has a different color than the rest of your eye. Sometimes heterochromia can be so significant that one eye is a different color than the other. In rare cases, people with different colored eyes can have a condition called Horner's syndrome. Horner's syndrome is a rare disorder that affects the eye and nearby tissue on one side of the face. This condition can occur at any point in someone's life. Fewer than 1% of people are born with it. And typically, problems that arise from Horner's syndrome don't harm a person's vision or health. This disorder affects males and females equally and can happen in any age group, ethnic group, or geographic location. If you notice anything unusual about your eye color or your adult eye color changes, you need to see an eye doctor to determine the cause.
Eye color is the topic today on For the Sake of Your Eyes, and we'll have more information helpful for you in just a moment with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after this important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out, and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
You're listening to For the Sake of Your Eyes, time we spend with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic. And it's been kind of a fun but yet very interesting program today as we've been talking about eye color, the various different eye colors that are out there. And Dr. Wendy, you just told us about some of those disorders that can cause different colors in the eye, or the color of the eye even changing, or having one eye one color, one eye another color. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. I'll start with something that can change the color of your eyes. There was a glaucoma medication that was out, and people with blue eyes, their eye would turn brown because it changed the melanin amount in the eye.
Wow.
And so that is not used as often or very little anymore.
Sure.
There also is a surgery. Now, it's not approved by the FDA, but a surgery where they want to change the color of the eyes.
Oh, really?
And that would be scary, I think. I think that's very invasive and risky, yeah.
And even I mentioned earlier about, you know, people, a lot of people using contacts to change the look of their eyes. Is there any danger in that?
No.
Okay.
Because the color's all in the contact.
See.
Now, when I was a student in optometry school, we go on externships rather than do internships like doctors. So I went to Hawaii and I worked for a contact lens specialist. Mm-hmm. And it was at the very beginning of colored contacts and disposable contacts. So I tan very well. I have a lot of melanin and they thought I belonged there. But when my mom and dad came, I had blue contacts in.
Oh.
And my mom was ignoring them, so I kept blinking my eyes at her, and she said, "Those don't match your skin. Get those out. They look creepy."
Yeah, you didn't look like a blue-eyed person, right?
No. So your eye color does blend in with your coloring.
Yes.
Now, I've had quite a few patients in that have heterochromia where they have different colored irises. I had one, speaking of contacts, I had a brother and sister who got colored contacts, and the brother wore a violet one in one eye and a blue one in the other eye. That was years ago. So some people like the look of heterochromic or mm-hmm. different colored eyes. Sure. Yeah. And so this patient had one green eye and one blue eye. Mm-hmm. But you see a lot of dogs and cats that have a brown eye and a blue eye
or
a green eye.
Right.
And so it is something that does occur. But I've also had patients in that have had the nevus like we were talking about. Sometimes it's a dark round spot. Sometimes it'll be like a section, like a pie piece, where the eye is brown and there's a piece of blue. Mm-hmm. Or there's a piece of green mm-hmm. with a blue eye. So it's very, very interesting. And like I said about the patients that were albinos, they were very, very light sensitive. Now, typically with a dark eye, you have a lot of melanin, which blocks out a lot of the UV light coming in. I have very dark eyes, mm-hmm. but I'm very light sensitive. Are you light sensitive?
No, not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it varies patient to patient,
yeah.
but it also depends on the macular pigment, the pigment
sure.
in the retina,
yeah.
too.
And mine are a lighter brown eye mm-hmm. as well. So.
And there's all varieties of brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's interesting, you know, if we lined up everybody who's here at the station today to see what eye color they have. But traditionally, we were always taught that it depended on your parents' eyes.
Yeah.
And you have people and families that everybody has brown eyes and one has blue.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, where'd that come from?
Yep.
But they're finding out now with DNA, and that's how they found out 10,000 years ago that there was a mutation and it was a permanent blue eye. And that's why everybody is related mm-hmm. to that person, because they have the DNA for that blue eye.
All seems to be traced back to that point.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's unusual to think about, and to think that it started about 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you had mentioned when talking about some of those different disorders or things that can develop where the eye color seems to change, or you see specks or freckles on the eye, and maybe somebody is developing something like that and they need to get in touch with someone who could help them. Let's give your contact information and your location so folks will know where to find Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt in the Du Bois Vision Clinic.
My phone number is 814-371-2020. And my office is located in Rice Complex at 90 Beaver Drive at the stop sign. You go to the back building. It has a capital D on it, as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's a glass door. You go in the glass door, and my office is the first office on the right.
All right. Super. Dr. Wendy, thank you so much. It's been a fun program today. It's always, always informative, and we appreciate everything that you shared with us this time on For the Sake of Your Eyes, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Thank you.